It's just a small town of 500 people. You've driven through bunches of them, but you probably have not driven through this town of 500 unless you were specifically headed there. That's because you must drive 26 miles of dirt roads just to reach the remote location. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in
the music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
Don't miss out on our amazing trip to Brazil this January 29th through February 7th. You stay in great hotels, meals included, plus see places like Rio just ahead of the Olympic Games. We'll head out to the farms and ranches of the Mato Grosso, see top sights, and do it for an amazing price with the strong dollar in Brazil. The fully guided tours are the perfect opportunity to relax and explore. Time will soon be running out, so call today to reserve your spot at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR, or see my latest brochure at AmericanCountryside.com. Ross Wade lives in Young, Arizona. It's safe to say you don't just happen to pass by the small town.
We have only two dirt roads to get into our town. One is from Globe, and the other one is from halfway between Payson and Heber, and they're about 26 miles each.
Those two dirt roads are the town's link to the outside world. The road that heads north can be treacherous.
It goes right up over the top of what we call the Mogollon Rim, which is 7,000 feet. So it does get heavy snowfall in winter, and occasionally after a storm comes in, it just blocks up the road and we're isolated for 2 or 3 days.
The road to the south also traverses a mountain pass and has sharp curves with sheer cliffs. Winter weather makes any trip to Young an experience. Ross recently graduated from high school here.
Kindergarten through 12th grade is about 60 students. We have a staff of about 10 teachers.
His graduating class had 5 students, which means the class salutatorian was not in the top 20% of the class. Going to school at Young provides both opportunities and challenges.
I have more opportunities sports-wise because we're just so small, we don't have enough people to play sports, so we grab anyone that's willing to do it. But we also don't have, like, the specialized classes.
There are plenty of chances to play sports in Young, but it does take a long drive to play another team.
We have to compete with schools that are about the same size as us or have the same league as us. And the nearest one is about 3 hours away. Imagine driving 3 hours to play a basketball game and then driving 3 hours back the same night.
Ross is headed to college and is not sure where he will settle. He's open to returning to his hometown sometime in the future. Traveling the countryside in Young, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.